This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves, Transforming India into a Global Capital of Creator Economy. The participants are Murtaza Ali Khan, film critique, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
India occupies a dominant position in media and entertainment with talents spread across different geographies of the country, creating compelling contents through its rich cultural heritage. It is poised to become one of the leaders in media and entertainment sector. The World Audio, Visual and Entertainment Summit, that is WAVES, scheduled to be held at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, is a key forum for promoting discussions, collaborations and innovations in the media and entertainment industry. The event will bring together industry leaders, stakeholders and innovators to discuss projects, challenges, promote global trade and influence the sector's future. And to discuss more about the WAVES Summit, we are honored to have with us in our studios Mr. Murtaza Ali Khan. Welcome, Murtaza, to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Murtaza, media and entertainment has always been an integral part of our times and society. What is this WAVES Summit all about, and how and where did the idea to host such a summit germinate?
See, you know, it has been a long-term plan to position India as a global leader as far as the content market is concerned. So we have been, you know, having a lot of initiatives through our Goa Film Festival, which is known as IFFI. It has already positioned India in a big way. But this is actually the next step forward. Now, this is going to take us to the next level. Of course, the seeds go back to, you know, Swami Vivekananda's legacy. And we are reminded of the famous World Fair and his speech there. So the idea germinates from there, because India as the Vish Guru is something that has always been there at the pedestal. But this is also going to bring a wonderful push, you know, to our content scene. We'll bring together creators, we'll bring together prospectors. The whole world is going to come to India. They're going to see the best of India's talent. At the same time, this is not just going to be a showcase. This is also going to be an entire ecosystem, because the best content providers will also be geared up, you know, to bring their best A-games. At the same time, new and upcoming, you know, people will be inspired to come up with the best of what they can offer. Their talents will be nurtured. There will be workshop. They'll be trained by the best. And then they'll also get to interact with the best in the industry in India in a global arena. So I think it's going to be a very, very big push for India's content strategy and to position India as the global leader as far as the content space is concerned.
Let's listen into what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say about the WAVES Summit.
Bharat mein pehli baar World Audio Visual Summit, yani WAVES hone wali, ye bhi ek bahut bada ayojan hoga. ये भारत की क्रिएटिव पावर को दुनिया में नई पहचान दिलाएगा. राज्यों में इस तरह के इवेंट से भी जो रेवेन्यू जनरेट होता है, जो परसेप्शन बनता है, वो भी इकोनॉमी को आगे बढ़ाता है.
यूनियन मिनिस्टर्स अश्विनी वैष्णव एंड गजेंद्र सिंह शेखावत लॉन्च द WAVES बाजार, एन ई मार्केटप्लेस टू ब्रिंग टुगेदर क्रिएटर्स एंड फर्म्स डीलिंग इन creating content. Now, Murtaza, tell us more about this e-bazaar.
You know, the idea of the bazaar is to bring everybody together. It's like a market. I would again, you know, take you back to the Goa Film Festival. You know, Goa Film Festival's bazaar is so popular that very quickly it has established itself as one of the most prominent film markets in the world. But the idea now is to go beyond film, because film is just one dimension of, you know, our creative content. This time we are going to take a more holistic approach. So we are talking about, you know, art, culture in a very, very holistic manner. Of course, entertainment is a part of it. Cinema is a part of it. But now we are going well beyond that. So, you know, the idea of market is that you will bring together buyers, you will bring together distributors, you will bring together the people who will create the content, at the same time, people who will train the new generation of storytellers. So everybody is going to come together and everybody is going to get inspired. Everybody will get the opportunity also to showcase the best of their talent. But now the thing is that we have to showcase it to the world. And this is really going to be the perfect platform for that, because WAVES is going to be an ecosystem and it's going to be a very visionary step. You know, people have compared it to Davos Economic Forum because it's going to position India in a big way. But I think it goes well beyond the idea of an economic forum. And I'm really amazed, you know, by PM Narendra Modi's vision, you know, because he keeps reminding us of a glorious days of Swami Vivekananda's, you know, world speech, you know, which really introduced India and Indian philosophy in a big way. Now this is the time to India for announce its creative leadership in a big way.
Now let's listen into what the Honorable Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw had to say.
आज जो हमारी विरासत है, हमारा जो स्टोरीटेलिंग का ट्रेडिशन है, हमारा जो रिच कल्चर है, उसको भी उतना ही महत्व मिल रहा है विश्व फोरम में जितना टेक्नोलॉजी को और जितना अर्थव्यवस्था। जिस तरह से स्वामी विवेकानंद ने भारत की विरासत को विश्व पटल पे पहुंचाया था शिकागो में अपने एड्रेस से, वैसे ही हमारे प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी भारत की विरासत को योग, कल्चर, आर्ट, क्रिएटिविटी और आयुर्वेद, इन सब के माध्यम से विश्व पटल पे एकदम नया स्थान दे रहे हैं। ये एक ऐतिहासिक चीज।
द गवर्नमेंट हैज आल्सो अनाउंस्ड द क्लासिकल एंड सेमी क्लासिकल चैलेंज वाह उस्ताद एंड प्रमोशन ऑफ खादी अमंग थ्री मोर क्रिएट इन इंडिया चैलेंजेस फॉर वेव्स एंड देयर इज आल्सो अ पुश टुवर्ड्स मेक द वर्ल्ड वेयर खादी। नाउ व्हाट आर द मेंट फॉर एंड हाउ इट विल हेल्प इन एनकरेजिंग द टैलेंट हियर?
See, khadi is always a very important part of Indian philosophy. We all know, you know, Mahatma Gandhi ji, you know, he really championed the idea of khadi, and it really became the important part of our struggle for independence against the British. So I think the idea of khadi really is something that the whole world has known through Gandhi ji. But now through this, by making the world wear khadi, I think we are going to take this idea to the next level. Mm-hmm. Because everybody, you know, knows India, everybody knows Gandhi ji's struggle, everybody knows the struggle for independence. So when they really embrace khadi, I think it's also going to be one of the best examples of making India going global. So, you know, right. As Modi ji has very frequently said that local is the new global. So khadi being a local is going to become the big global. And I think this is really an empowering way for our handicraft also. And of course, the idea of Vastad is something that I think is very important. And classical music, semi-classical music is going to be showcased in a big way. So you have to understand that, you know, our regional, you know, singers, they will get global platform. And I think what more can nurturing talent can ask for? You know, we are talking about these young and upcoming artists. We have had these reality shows, you know, happening, you know, in smaller clusters. But now this is going to be the big reality show, you know, for the whole of country. And anybody and everybody is invited to be a part of it.
Now, tourism and cultural heritage promotion content and challenge has also been announced. Now, how is Waves going to help boost tourism and culture?
This is going to bring the best of world to India. You know, we are talking about, you know, creators, we are talking about distributors, we are talking about artists, we are talking about prospectors. So everybody is going to come to India. Mm-hmm. And when they come to India, they'll also embrace India's great, glorious heritage, you know. Travel becomes a very important part of it. Automatically, you know, if somebody comes to India, they want to visit the Red Fort. They want to visit the Taj Mahal. They want to visit, you know, the Char Minar. They want to visit the Gateway of India. So I think the holistic idea of promoting heritage with culture and with entertainment, I think this is really the new age of, you know, globalization. And, you know, PM Modi has been an ambassador in this way. You know, even through Mann Ki Baat, he is promoting India's tourism in a big way. So now this idea of Waves, this brings tourism, culture, entertainment, everything together, you know.
Right, Murtaza. So talking of culture and tourism, here is what Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat had to say about the Waves Summit.
इस देश की सांस्कृतिक धरोहर, जो इस देश की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है, उस ताकत को विश्व के पटल पर ले जाने के लिए और इन विभिन्न विधाओं से जुड़े हुए सभी कलाकारों के लिए एक जीवंत अवसर ऐसा हो, एक स्थल ऐसा विकसित हो जहां वो अपने हुनर की, अपनी कला साधना की और कला साधना के उत्पाद लोगों तक ले जाने के लिए एक मार्ग तय कर सके और इकोनॉमिकली स्ट्रेंथन करने के लिए हम एक प्लेटफॉर्म को क्रिएट कर सके, ये प्रधानमंत्री जी का सपना जो है, ये निश्चित रूप से इस भारत के लिए एक नए अध्याय की शुरुआत।
There is also a mention about EDM, that is Electronic Dance Music Challenge called Resonate. Now, what it is all about and how is it going to harness talent in the domain, Murtaza?
So we are inviting artists, composers, musicians, performers from all across the globe to showcase their exceptional talent in electronic dance music production. And the challenge is open for all nationalities. So again, you know, best of all talent from all across the globe. They're going to mingle with the best of Indian talent. And we are going to see some amazing kinds of fusions. That's the best way, I think, to promote semi-classical and classical musicians, you know, to take them and put them with the best in the world and let the magic take over.
And we also had Secretary from the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, saying something about the event. Let's listen in.
Our Honorable Prime Minister has been laying a huge emphasis on the creator's economy within our country. From the Independence Day speech right to his Mann Ki Baat every month, he has been talking about empowering the content creators in our country and providing them platforms so that they can showcase their talent and ultimately allow them to convert their craft into commerce.
Now, Murtaza, talking of waves, this is the first time such an event on such a grand scale is going to be organized in India. Has there been any precedent, something like this happening anywhere around the world?
See, I told you that, you know, we can think of the Davos Economic Forum, but that is also, you know, nowhere near the scale of waves. In India alone, we have seen the Goa Film Festival, which has been a huge, you know, endeavor. Every year, the whole world of cinema comes to India. But this is very unprecedented in that it goes beyond cinema, it goes beyond culture, it goes beyond the arts, because we are talking about heritage, we are talking about a legacy, we are talking about philosophy, we are talking about yoga, we are talking about India's Vishguru status that India has enjoyed for millennia, you know. Right. And at the same time, we are also talking about nurturing of the new generation of storytellers, we are talking about VFX, we are talking about technology coming up in a big way. And the whole world is now looking at India, mm-hmm. because this is really going to be the one big thing which brings the idea of Vasudev Kutumbakam home. The whole world is actually a global village, and Waves is going to prove that. But I think this is a new age of convergence,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
And now we are converging on the idea of content. We are converging on the idea of heritage. Everything is coming together in a very, very beautiful way. So I really love the vision. The vision is what makes Wave very, very unique and one of a kind endeavor.
Absolutely. Now, we essentially see that the Wave Summit as an extension of the effort by the government of India in positioning India on the world stage at the forefront in areas like, let's say, yoga, culture, creativity, Ayurveda, so on and so forth, aiming to make India the global capital of creator economy, as we say. And with our given rich cultural heritage, this initiative like a backbone, India is poised to take a pole position, if I may say so. Now, how do you see the Wave Summit as the facilitator in furthering this cause?
See, here I just want to add a very important perspective that in the last 10 or 11 years, what we have seen, especially under Modiji's leadership, we have seen that the stakeholders, you know, are coming to the fore. Mm. Earlier, most of these initiatives used to be bureaucratic driven, or, you know, they have to be, you know, pushed by the state governments. Now what Modiji and this entire ecosystem that's slowly, you know, taking shape into this big colossus, which will be the Waves, you know, platform, is that the people from that walk of life are taking over. Like, take the case of the Goa Film Festival. Mm-hmm. I keep coming back to it, but Shekhar Kapoor, you know, is really, you know, taking this idea forward. Filmmaker, people from the industry really taking the idea forward. Similarly, in Waves also, we are seeing greater participation of the industry stakeholders, making things more democratic, making things more accessible to the common man. And the idea of inclusivity is also there. There are special sessions, you know, which are kept in mind that the differently abled people, you know, and people who are otherwise unable to access, you know, this is also are able to get complete access to this. Mm-hmm. So accessibility is very important. In the past, we have seen, you know, there has been a bigger push from the government to make things more accessible, to make it more inclusive. And Waves, I think, is the next step forward in that. So truly, things are now becoming democratic.
You mentioned about noted film personality Shekhar Kapoor. Let's listen in what he has to say about the summit.
India is the largest content creating and content consuming nation in the world. Very few people will acknowledge that. And that is what we call our soft power. That's what we call our creative economy. And content is not just films. That's just me. That's OTT. We are a land of storytellers. That is India's soft power.
Now, Murtaza, obviously every summit, everything which is germinated and also kind of trying to take shape has its own share of challenges, roadblocks, etc. So what are the challenges that you see in the fructification of the effort?
We will have a great start. We already have everything in place. Things are now shaping up. But every year is a new challenge.
Right.
You know, as we have seen with, you know, say, our Goa Film Festival, it has grown, you know, with each year. So I think the first year is really going to be the cornerstone, you know. It's going to lay the foundations in a big
True.
Way. But how we take it forward from there, you know, each year is going to make a significant impact. And that's why the leadership and long-term vision is important.
Absolutely.
So that's where we are fortunate that we have also got the long-term vision of PM Modi in place.
You take the first step and half the job is done.
Absolutely.
Almost. It was such an absolute pleasure, Murtaza, to have you here in our studios and you having shed such pearl gems on the subject of Waves. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves, Transforming India into a Global Capital of Creator Economy. The participants were Murtaza Ali Khan, film critique, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. This program is available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.